For 20 years, Daria Moshley-Rosen worked as a chemist, researching different pharmaceutical therapies. But she was frustrated that no one was licensing the patents that Stanford filed on some discoveries. So she says she took a year off to start her own company.
Starting the company and actually working for a year in the company, I learned more than I've learned in the previous 20 years that I had, school and work in academia.
Moshley-Rosen says the drug she developed for patients on dialysis didn't quite pan out. But with help from some in the pharmaceutical industry, she got a different dialysis drug approved by the FDA. But that wasn't enough for Moshley-Rosen. She wanted other research scientists to have this exposure to how the industry works and what it takes to create a meaningful, usable product.
I felt that what I've learned has made me a different scientist.
So Moshley-Rosen started a pitch panel called Spark, where industry leaders came in to listen to academic basic scientists pitch their ideas. She wanted to offer big grant money as a prize, but in the end, she was only able to scrape together $50,000. It turns out that's just enough cash to help scientists run another study to replicate findings or to test market viability, things that are traditionally hard to find funding for in academia.
Hi, everyone. I am Ryan McDevitt, and I'm the CEO and co-founder of Greenscale Technologies. And I'm going to be talking to you today about a project that we're doing in collaboration with Professors Darren Hitt and Patrick Lee.
McDevitt is making his pitch for propulsion technology for satellites in a darkened auditorium at the University of Vermont campus.
Getting to space is expensive, and each of these satellites costs about $250,000 to put in orbit.
Okay, so the problem he's addressing is that many satellites out in space just float around in orbit, and there's no easy way to reposition them or hold them at a fixed point. But McDevitt's team figured out a way. Now it's the panel's job to push back and see if the idea is realistic, executable, economically viable. Panelist Bob DeVore specializes in healthcare and IT.
Because one of my big concerns about geeks like I usually watch here is you've got too many really good ideas and you can't focus. So what you're saying is you've looked at both of those markets and this one here is much preferable.
This one has the shorter timeline to bring to market.
Even though the feedback can be tough, this kind of expert questioning is why even those who don't end up winning Spark grants say the process still helped them. In the end, McDevitt's team did win a grant and some praise.
I'm not necessarily known for giving out compliments, but I will tell you this is the best presentation today, by
far.
Wow,
thank you.
This is coming from Bob.
Eight researchers presented, with ideas ranging from using bird cells to treat lung disease to a gaming app to reduce obesity in kids. It's commonplace for schools in Silicon Valley and Cambridge to have close connections with industry, but now industry can benefit from the smarts of smaller schools, too. Richard Galbraith is UVM's vice president for research.
It's not about making money. It's about putting it into a system where somebody's going to make some money off it, but by doing that, it makes it available. Nothing's going to come of it unless it's commercialized.
Because, he says, all the great scientific ideas aren't doing anyone any good sitting on the shelf. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Kathleen Masterson.